The chair declares that Barbara D. Underwood has been duly appointed Attorney General of the State of New York for a term to expire on December 31st, 2018. Congratulations, Ms. Underwood.
By a vote of 190-0 at the joint session of the legislature, Barbara Underwood became the first woman in New York's history to hold the post of Attorney General. Underwood graduated Harvard University and Georgetown University Law School, first in her class, and was the first woman to hold the title of Solicitor General of the United States when she served as acting Solicitor General under President Obama. She received a standing ovation and was praised by legislative leaders, including Democratic Senate Leader Andrea Stewart Cousins.
She's broken glass ceilings before, and under these very difficult circumstances, I'm certainly happy that she will be breaking yet another glass ceiling.
12 candidates interviewed for the appointment, and Assembly Speaker Carl Hastie says they were all qualified. But he says in the end, his Democratic members agreed with Republicans in the state Senate that Underwood, the former state Solicitor General and acting Attorney General, would be best to fill out the remainder of the term.
We just thought for the stability of the office and the time frame and Ms. Underwood's resume that it was a consensus amongst the members to formally elect Ms. Underwood to let her fill out the rest of the Attorney General term.
Underwood has pledged not to seek election to the office and is viewed as a capable interim placeholder. She's already committed to carrying out hundreds of legal actions begun by her predecessor, including ones against President Trump and his administration.
I think the most important thing I can do right now is to keep going. The work that this office is doing is important. There are a great many investigations and cases in the office, and I think, you know, it's also helpful after a moment of distress to dig into the work and just keep going. And that's the way I have felt from the moment I knew that I would be acting Attorney General, and we've been doing that.
Eric Schneiderman resigned as Attorney General May 8th after an article in the New Yorker magazine cited several women who said Schneiderman repeatedly physically assaulted them while they were dating. Schneiderman denies the allegations, saying he was engaged in consensual role-playing. The two major party political conventions begin Wednesday, and the leading Democratic and Republican candidates for attorney general did not apply for the legislative appointment. Even though the state's constitution requires that the legislature choose an attorney general or state controller whenever the posts are vacant, some potential political candidates feared it would look too much like an inside deal if they sought an appointment to the post before running in November. On the assembly floor, Assembly Speaker Carl Hastie defended the process.
There was no deal. There was no agreement. This was an open process. Anyone who wanted to apply was free to do that.
The candidates for attorney general include, on the Democrat side, two women, New York City public advocate Tish James and former Cuomo counsel Leisha Eve. Both are African-American. Governor Cuomo is endorsing James for the office. He appointed Underwood as Solicitor General back in 2007 when Cuomo was himself the state's attorney general. There are also several Republicans who want to run for the office. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.